Good afternoon, everyone. When I take my glasses off, everybody else puts theirs on to read. I take mine off. I'm a little different. When Wade asked me to do the honor of introducing him, my first thought was, is this man crazy? After 35 years in business together, I know where all the bodies are buried. But then I thought, well, you know, maybe he's not so crazy anyway, because if I went there, I would be implicating myself. But what I'm going to do today is I'm going to try to be brief and tell you a few things you probably don't know about Wade. Number one, he was not born in Brum. And he was actually born in Fort Worth. He was the smallest baby in Cook Hospital in Fort Worth at that time. And that's a fact that just greatly distressed his mother so much that every family gathering for years she brought that up. Wade wasn't always the best scholar. In the second grade, his teacher, Ms. Redd, had to place his desk next to hers because he had a little problem with being quiet and sitting still. But he was going to get even. He vowed that he was going to kill the ivy plant on her desk. And he did it. About every day, he would pinch one of the leaves off until finally all there was left was a vine. A couple of other things about Wade. He cannot spell. Thank goodness for spell check. He cannot read his own handwriting. In fact, no one can. He says this is just in case he wants to change his mind. Wade never changes his mind. So it's not for that reason. One of his greatest accomplishments is he once drove a car from the back seat. He only did that once. Because the claim for the ensuing damage to two cars in a garage was never filed with the insurance company, because there's some things even an insurance adjuster won't believe. He has memorized the entire patent speech from the movie, and he has been known to take his Corps of Cadets saber and recite the speech while carrying his saber. One day, while he was addressing his troops, also known as Sam and Sarah, he got carried away a little bit, and with a little flourish, happened to rip the back of the sofa. Wade has been known to bribe his kids. Wade, I hate to tell you this, but Susie noticed the sofa. She also knows about the glass that you broke while throwing the football in the room. And the thing I should really tell you about, she does know about the 4 speeding tickets you got in 1 year at the same place. You remember the curve at Prairie Lee Cemetery? She knows all about that. Wade is a political junkie. He has an amazing recall of facts and people. He has a nickname for almost everyone. I think his is probably changing for me as we speak. He laughs a lot and loudly. His favorite movie is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, which he has seen at least 20 times. He knows the words to all the Neil Diamond songs. He doesn't actually know the words, but he sings loudly. He earned his airborne wings in 1972. He likes to smoke a good cigar, but to his credit, he has never actually inhaled. His favorite president is Ronald Reagan. He likes hot dogs and Fritos. One of his favorite things to do is sit and talk with his friends and drink a good scotch. He cries at Hallmark movies and Wounded Warrior commercials. He stands when the flag passes by and is proud to sing the national anthem in Texas, Our Texas. My wife tells me that you can tell a lot about a man by the way he treats his mother, the way he takes care of his mother. Wade is generous with his time and resources, and is loyal in his relationships to the people and to the causes that he loves. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome my partner and my friend, Wade Sallis.
Wow. James, thanks a lot for that. You know, I never knew an accountant could be entertaining. Seriously, I want to thank James for being my friend and partner for 35 years. It's been a great relationship. And while I'm thanking people, I want to thank the selection committee. You know, it's indeed an honor for me to join a group that includes people such as Harry K. Lesser and Skipper Dipple. And I want to thank my family who's seated over here. You know, when you're a business owner and you're involved in civic organizations, it takes a lot of time away from your family. And I can tell you, especially when our children were growing up, I missed a lot of events that I should have been at. And I want to thank my daughter, Sarah Breeden, and my son, Sam, for putting up with me in that regard. And, of course, I want to thank my wife, Susie. You know, she made a home for us, and through a lot of hard work over the last 41 years, maintained it in a way that did not take a lot of my effort. And because of that, I was able to spend time in my business and on other affairs. So, Susie, this award really should have your name on it, because without you, none of this could have happened. And last but not least, I want to thank my parents. I know Mr. Hogan referred to that, and I've heard that referred to a lot at this event. My dad was an engineer, and he was always very upfront about things. And my mother was valedictorian of her class at Brenham High School. As a matter of fact, there were 6 children in her family, and 3 of them were valedictorians. So my sister and I grew up in a family with very high expectations. Matter of fact, I'd call it an expectation of excellence. And for some reason, I was able to adopt that expectation, and it's really stuck with me through pretty much everything I've done in my life. And I know that I've noticed other recipients of this award mentioned that. Mr. Hogan today, and I remember my classmate, Tommy Sullivan, talking about his parents' expectations for academic achievement. And I'm proud to say I've seen that in organizations around Brenham a lot. I see it at Silas Rader every day when our employees show up with the attitude that they're going to do the very best they can for our clients that day. And I'll recognize all of them sitting over here today. I appreciate you coming. And I can't mention an expectation of excellence without referring to Ms. Kilgore's geometry class in high school. I'm still convinced to this day that woman, every time she handed out a test, she genuinely expected everybody in that class to make 100. So I guess I just leave you with one thought today. No matter what organization you're in or what classroom you're in charge of, establish an expectation of excellence. You might be surprised how many people actually achieve it. Thank you very much.